Bravo to you for being here. Who in the room has attended a formal leadership development program? That is something perhaps longer than a week, a conference or a session, but something longer than a week. Can you raise your hand? Okay. Who in the room has, or how many of you have been part of an action learning project team? Okay, a couple. Okay. Oh, I don't know if I have or not. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just start with how I'm defining it. That is, if I can work the technology. There we go. Action learning is defined in many different ways. If you do any work in this area and look at the literature, you're going to see it defined many different ways. And the key principles of action learning are applied in many different settings in different ways as well. I am going to define it here as a coach-supported process that's involving a small group of people that are working together to solve a real problem. Often you'll hear me, or I'll use the term project here, they're working on a project. While they're doing this project work together, they have agreed to balance learning and action, which typically we don't do when we're working on a project. We want to do the action, but we often don't focus as much on the learning. In each group, each team member is both a teacher and a coach during this process. I'm going to specifically focus on using team projects or action learning projects in a formal leadership development program. In private corporations, you'll often see team projects being used by themselves as the action learning experience without the classroom experience. So we're going to focus on some of how action learning projects are part of a formal leadership program, particularly in our setting, public health. Action learning, usually one of the principles of action learning is that there's a cycle that you actually plan before you do an action. You take that action, and then you debrief with your team and learn from it. And then you try it again and again. You're always practicing, just like riding a bike. How many times did you have to practice, or did your child practice before they could learn to ride a bike? And so you're seeing that cycle of feedback, try it again, try it again. One example in a team might be when you get together in a team, you have to decide who's going to be the lead. How are we going to lead? Often it might be the person in a position of leadership, and they become the lead, and sometimes there's not much talk about it. But what you'd want to do in an action learning experience is you decide who's going to lead your team, and then you talk about that process you used. And then the next time you make a decision, you say, what did we learn from the last time we made a decision? And let's get better and better. So as they work together, they should be improving the way they work together. When I coach a team, one of my goals is that team should not come out of working with me unless they know how to create and maintain a high-performing team. It's one of the benefits of using action learning is that that's one of the things you can learn. So I'll use LDP for Leadership Development Program. These are typical components of a leadership development program. You have on-site retreats with key expert faculty. The experts come and talk to you in a face-to-face manner. You may also have some self-assessment instruments, Myers-Briggs, something that may be 360, and some executive coaching. And often you also have this requirement that you will do a project. And you may, if you're a student, you may have requirements in your class. You will work with other students to do a project. So I ask you, how do you maximize the learning that you are doing while you do that project? And so these are the three main components. And one of the things I want to point out here is the action learning experience is the integration of all of those components. It should not be just stapled on. It should not be just you'll do a project, but it should be how will you take your feedback that you got from your 360 and use it in your team? How will you take the retreat sessions and use it with your team? An action learning project team should have both learning goals and action goals. So if you are working with a team right now, think about that team. You probably have goals. We're going to put on a conference, and we have all these to-do steps. But do you have learning goals? In an action learning experience, I would like to see from your team that you have identified some goals for learning, as well as the goals for action. For evaluation of these projects, you can use every method that Sue Ann mentioned at your disposal. And I'm seeing that the leadership institutes, these formal leadership programs are using many of these methodologies. You can use surveys and questionnaires, interviews, focus groups, reviewing project reports, social networks, and reach out to all the stakeholders that are involved in the leadership development program. I'm just going to show some examples of these. So the most common method that I see is at the end of a program or during the program, the leadership, the staff of the program will send out a survey. Here's some questions of a survey. Typically, you may see of the different components of this program, the retreats, the 360 self-assessment, the project, which one led to your most leadership learning. But here are some other examples. This comes from a program called Ladder to Leadership, sponsored by Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Center for Creative Leadership. And you can see on one of their surveys, they asked their action learning coaches, these are the coaches that worked with the teams, to what extent did you see the teammate members engaging in these different experiences? And to what extent did you see them improving in these different areas? And it goes on. I've obviously cut off the survey. Interviews and document reviews. Document reviews include, I use the term document reviews, but I'm really talking about products. Using my hands too much. The products in the that the team might produce. They'll do a presentation, they might do a poster, and then, of course, interviewing some of the scholars or the participants or the coaches. So, one of the things I'll say is the review of documents and presentations is helpful, but my own experience has been it's been limited in really what we get out of it. So you may have on reviewing the documents, you may ask the team members, describe what you learned through your action learning project work together. And you might get a quote like this: I learned how to better collaborate with others. I'm a better listener. I listen to others more. I do more in my team meetings in my office. Well, that's okay. You see that they transferred it to their back home. But an interview, as you know, would give you even richer data. So when we interview people, you can ask them, probe them further, and ask them, really, what do you mean you learned how to collaborate more? Can you give me an example on your team? And so here's an example that came from a team a group I worked with. We had a discussion in our team about my frustration over taking time to hear everyone's opinion, but I realized we ultimately ended up with a better solution. I now hold my ring, and she actually takes off her one of her rings in my hand when I'm talking to people so that I listen. It's a symbol for me to listen more. While I'm in conversations with people, and then you can probe her more to give an example of that. But that's what you want. You want a lot more. We're not getting as much from the document reviews, I think. I think we can do more there. Ladder to Leadership, the program I mentioned, also uses social network analysis. Here's something I pulled off one of their evaluations where in the beginning here are some of the participants in the left-hand column and how much they link with other. Social network analysis puts a visual to something we can't see, which is relationships. And in the bottom you can see a much more robust network between the members. And one of the things you can do is, if you're color coding, there are the green dots up in the right, which you can't see from where you are. That's one team, and you can see, are they networking with each other, or are they networking with the whole cohort they're part of? So a lot can be done with understanding the relationships that come out of your action learning team, as well as having a cohort experience. Okay. This is where, if you don't take anything out of my presentation, this is where I want you, this is what I want you to take out, because I want to highlight the action learning coach and the use of that person, the person that helps that team understand what actions they're taking and what learning they're getting from their actions. The action learning coach, where else do you have a fly on the wall watching people work and observing what they're applying from your program while they do real work? We often have people in a class, and then they go back to the work site, and we never hear from them. You have someone sitting in a room watching them work, watching them if they applied the tools that you just taught, watching them struggle with their own, I need to be a better listener. This is an example of a tool that's used with teams. This is a timeline that was written up on a whiteboard asking the team to debrief their experience and put sticky notes, different colors, which mean different things. And in this case, you can see sort of the purple in two spots. And the question that was asked is, at what times did you have the lowest amount of energy for this work? It's quite remarkable because they had the lowest amount of energy right before they made their decision on what their project would be. There was a lot of frustration. And you can see you are here now. It was right before their presentation when they were overwhelmed. I want to just stress, you've got someone that's a learning coach that can watch the team apply what they're learning. There are many challenges to evaluating leadership development in action learning experience. The first one that I see a lot is people don't know what success is. They know what success is for the action. We're going to build a dental clinic, or we're going to, as a team, create a coalition, but they don't know what their learning objectives are. So if you don't know what it is you're striving for, it's hard to measure it. And what questions to ask to get at that. The return is, you can't always quantify the return. In a corporate setting, usually the return on investment is how many dollars are we getting now, revenue. It's hard to quantify. Are these people better at learning while they do real work than when they started with this project? How do you quantify that? Should you separate the action learning, evaluating the action learning component with the rest of your evaluation? You're already evaluating the program. You're already asking your participants tons of questions. Should you do more? If you evaluate, if mid-program, say you're in a program for a year, and you ask the participants rate your level of satisfaction with the action learning project, you quite often get a decrease, a very low, a level of frustration, you see. And you could interpret that as failure. But in fact, if you're doing it right, you're making people reach that discomfort of learning that they're not able to get over until later on. And so you've got to be careful if you're evaluating midstream the action learning piece. Overload of an evaluation, you know, let's do interviews, let's do a survey, let's do social network analysis. People can be overloaded. On the other hand, we often don't have money for evaluation specific to your team project. And then I personally, this last one's a note for me, but I feel that it's a dangerous assumption we make that I would like to share with you, and that is we need to be careful. This is one team experience. And the learning, leadership learning, is very complex and takes a long time. And much of the learning often happens down the road. And we need to keep that in mind as we evaluate. So I believe action learning is where the tire hits the road. This is where you're pulling all of the parts of your leadership development program together and seeing if people are truly transforming how they work. So I will stop there, and I guess we'll take questions later.